Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca and syndicating across Canada. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We'll be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. It does not seem that this year is cooperating with me. I'm not having a good year so far. Last week we had King Dice on the show. And then when we got into the week, I thought I was getting well with, I had the flu before that, but I thought I was getting better, but I ended up getting another sickness. This time it was a cold and it was excruciating. Can't believe I got sick back to back. And then just yesterday, I don't know how it had not happened earlier, but I spilt tea on my laptop. So I hope listening to all this music today will get me into a better mood than I have been the last few days. So I guess this observational session is special. We're going to make it special. It's the 150th broadcast of the main series of The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. It'll be special, but nothing really programming-wise, nothing that special. We're going to continue on with all the musical goodness that you're used to on the program. Going to actually catch up on music that I've been wanting the feature because I had that planned for last week, but we had the impromptu King Dice co-hosting in the second hour of that special. So I will be getting those artists played this show. And just new music of wide variety of different genres. So we already jumped into it. We started off with Ottawa cellist Raphael Weinroth Brown. I still can't get that right in one saying. So I actually met him a few years ago when he played with Norwegian prog band Leprous when they played in Toronto. This, what we just heard, was one of his solo pieces from his new solo album. The album is called Worlds Within. It will be releasing this Friday, January 24th. You can actually pre-order the digital album and as well as a CD and a limited edition CD on Raphael's Bandcamp page. We heard the first single off that album called From Within. He actually has released a music video, which we just played on the computer. I am improvising without my laptop right now using all the resources that I can, and actually great that I have lots of physical albums to play from today. So we heard From Within by Raphael Weinroth Brown from the YouTube video. It was very cinematic, just going through it again, taking place in autumn, I believe, with a impressionable dancer and lots of yellows and golds and autumn flavors all around, and quite like a mystical feel to it. Highly recommend watching that video. And again, Worlds Within, the album, will be released this Friday. Hopefully we'll check out more in the future. Now, continuing on, I've been playing a lot of Map of on the show, off the new album, The Isle of Eileen, The Isle of Eileen, released on Paper Bag Records. I guess I'm got really caught up in its magical story that goes behind it. I guess I haven't looked up the complete story. It's like each song, it's its own story that creates that world that Map of Kree has created. I do want to read one part from the one sheet that we have here at the studio station. What was it? Oh, yeah, haunting avant folk, replete with beautiful melodies and electronic soundscapes, marked the arrival of an artist who does not abide to musical boundaries. 9 new album tracks of the Isle Violin takes us deep into a completely constructed new world, featuring narratives and lyrics that draw parallels from a mythological space to everyday conflicts, concerns, and struggles from our own lives. We're going to be listening to a song called Volcay, which is one of the more somber pieces on the Isle of Ailin, talking about magma and fire. So let's get into that. Map of here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Phone calls and all.
That was Flor Laurentine, a Montreal composer project by Matthew David Gagnon, from the album Volume 1 of very contemporary neoclassical works. That was 1991, which coincidentally is also the year I was born. And somehow that song really connected with me. Like, you know, I guess being a simple composition there with organ and like a melodic consonant organ layer with a gradually building dissonant droning and like very agitating background is, I think that's brilliant composition, actually. Next up, actually, I wanted to say that it, like, even I've been relying on my computer a lot, my laptop for the radio show a lot, and it does feel nice to just have all these CDs around, and I do have some vinyl today, just to have that around for a change. Yeah. So next we're going to be listening. I'm already delaying a bit or wasting time, so I'll get into it. We're going to be listening to, I had thought I'd played one track off by this artist. That would be Sarah Page, or Page, I believe. A harpist, contemporary harp player, which she released a new album on Backward Music called Dose Curves. She played in Guelph last October. I didn't get a chance to see them, but just listening to the album, and I've been listening to it constantly in the background, it's just very much a very exuberant feeling. And for all the techniques and stuff that she has created with her harp playing, just reading a bit here from the one sheet we have here, employing a myriad of techniques and tools to accentuate the harp, a bass pickup of her own design, and an array of carefully considered amps, fans, bows, and pedals, Page capitalizes on both the very physical and altogether mystical tones inherent in the instrument. So let's jump into a long form piece, which I think is my favorite off the album Dose Curves. Here is Ephemeris Data by Sarah Page here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Thank you. You're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM, online at CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. Some of the most spectacular early results of the space missions were those beautiful pictures of the Earth, a single blue-green planet teeming with life in the vast silence of space. I think at the time, few of us expected that silence to last. Surely it was only a matter of time, matter of the right telescopes, and we could discover a Star Trek universe filled with other worlds, other intelligences, other civilizations. As we become increasingly aware of the vastness of the universe, this seems more and more likely. That was a little excerpt from Brian Eno's Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks Extended Edition, in which we heard the first track off just now, Under Stars. So this was a remastered edition of the original 1983 album, and I got a CD version of the extended edition for Christmas. I have played music off this album before. It's Brian Eno is the main artist, as well with help from Daniel Lanos and Brian Eno's brother, Roger Eno. This is the album where An Ending Ascent comes from, which I play a looped version Piers Ulvay on the bass clarinet. So in this extended edition, it has all the remastered of the original album, as well as a new edition called For All Mankind, with all new unreleased tracks coming to light. That one, I've listened to those songs and they sound more rhythmic, and it's very great, awesome to hear those other soundscapes that Eno came up with around that time. So then what I just read at the beginning was liner notes for the extended edition. Much more to read from there if you get a chance to hear Brian Eno's thoughts on space exploration. I guess I should mention, because I did mention Piers Ulvay, and I had not planned to feature any music from myself or the artists. I'll briefly mention that I have a new gig, the first gig of 2020, coming up next week in Toronto. Here we go, in Toronto, January 29th. It's a Wednesday at Duffy's Tavern. I'm going to be playing as part of my friend Jesse Ellercon's showcase alongside Sages, who I've had on the SMK before, plus Aaron Corbett and Astrolope, both from Toronto. It's 19 plus show, cover $10. Music starts at 9 p.m. Respect the space, respect everyone. Hopefully I'll get a chance to play music next week before the show. Let's continue on now. One more experimental out there piece, and then we'll listen to some more rhythmic stuff. This is the first time I'm playing these guys, all the way from Melbourne, Australia. And I do hope everyone is surviving there the best they can with the recent bushfires. I did hear that the lead artist from this collaboration is doing okay. So recently on Instagram, I've been following some bass clarinet stuff and other effects. I guess there's a little niche community of woodwind players adding effect pedals to their playing. So I've connected with this Melbourne artist, jazz artist, Julian Wilson. We got the talking, and he sent me some albums, including this one called Stock. It's a collaboration with Julian Wilson, Craig Vermenis, Christopher Hall, and Hugh Harvey. So that's sax, soprano and tenor sax, clarinet with effects, electric guitar, bass guitar, and drum and percussion. It released at the beginning of the year on Julian's own established record label called All One Word, Lion Share Records. You can find this on the Lion Share Records Bandcamp page. We're going to listen to the more out there piece off this. I guess it's a jazz fusion, avant jazz album called We Don't Have To, which includes a lot of the woodwind effects, which I've really love and hear, like to hear from around the world. So let's jump into it. This is, I guess I'll say Wilson, Fermenis, Hall, and Harvey off the album Stock with We Don't Have To here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. That again is We Don't Have To, by Julian Wilson, Craig Fermentis, Christopher Hall and Hugh Harvey, band or collective from Melbourne, Australia, off the album Stock, available now on Bandcamp on the Lion Share Records Bandcamp page. Before we enter the second hour, want to get one more track in here. We started a little later here and in this space time than usual. I wanted to sneak in a new track by Kitzel, Guelph's very own electronic marvel, I should say. I've always been impressed with Kitzel's music. So for 2020, it seems like Kitzel will be releasing a new song on the band. You can go to the Bandcamp page. On each 13th day of each month, Kitzel will be releasing a new song. So, and it's part of a growing album, it seems, called Freeze, Flight, Fight. So right now we're going to be listening to the first new song from this new catalog, I should say, by Kitzel, called Absolute Zero. I believe this is one of the songs that she played recently here in Guelph at the most recent SMK concert curation. And yeah, because I recognized it when I listened to this studio version. So let's jump into it before we get into the second hour. Here's Kitzel with Absolute Zero.
They'll snap if you try to keep me.